Yes.
I would like to ask a favor of you. May I read this evening? May I read this evening?
Okay.
Because what I've done is to start preparing like a simple English translation. So I've taken out the these and the thous and the brackets and just sort of changed one or two words like that are really archaic. It's not a major attempt to make it, it's not like a new translation or anything. But I would just like to read it and see how it reads and scans, and you can hear it in comparison to the Persian and people can hear it in English. You just hear how it sounds.
Do you
yes.
Do you read the Farsi while we're reading the English? Do you follow what's being said in class in Farsi?
Mainly I look at the Farsi.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't even look at the English.
Okay.
Yeah. You know why?
But this came up and I was just curious.
There is a reason for that, I think. The English I have to read. The Farsi I don't have to read. I just look. Because there is a major difference between the design of Latin alphabet and Persian. Latin alphabet is in a simple order. I mean, everything is in a line. So maybe you see a line. But Persian is not like that. Persian has these up and downs in form. And if you are sensitive to form, that I am, as an artist, as a calligrapher, I see the form. Even vaguely looking at it, I know what is it talking about in general. Something like fast reading. You see, there are people, they fast read, they skip some words because they choose the juice of the sentence. I can do that with Persian, as simple as that. Because I have seen the form for years, and I am sensitive to calligraphy and form, and my strong memory is my pictorial memory. So, yeah, I look at the Persian. I don't read the language. I listen to you reading it.
So you can basically follow more or less line by line when you're reading?
Yes. And for that, I thought maybe I could help in preparing you English version in some way, in a way that mainly after you finished putting the information in base and having the database ready, while we are reading this, we are paying attention to the meaning, right? If your committee of doing this stuff in a way will read the becoming 2-3 paragraph, right? And talk about it and have some questions. I hope a lot of those questions will be answered and could be answered during the session, and we are not doing something else, we are attending to the class, the same stuff. So without deviating from the main activity here, we could give you those words so you could arrive with a collection of words, and later on, if there should be a couple of them to be decided which one suits the best, we could have a meeting around that and do it. So I think that's the only way I would be helpful. If we, for the moment, we'll start with this book, with the lessons we're reading, then we'll develop a style. You will we'll find some solutions for some problems that could be applied easily to the rest of the master. That's what they thought about it. Think about it and let me know. Any questions? Where are we? What are we talking about? let me page it. By paging, this is what I do. I go through pages and I look at the highlight verses and I talk. I just connect them together in some way, meaningful way. He started to say, right at the beginning, please do not forget the rule and the exception. The rule is limitation. Whatever exists has a limit. Exception is love. There is no limitation. Do not forget that. And you want to know what love is? One way only. Become we. Transform from that big capital I to we. And I said love is exception because love is the adjective of happy. That was the beginning. Then he talked about the necessity of connecting, being together, spending time and practice, trying to hunt the new meanings, because that's what we are, hunter and discoverers of the meaning. How we do it? How we discover whatever we discover? By connecting to each other. So connection is it. The essence of what quality we have is connection. And in this connection, first of all, what should you do to connect to other people? First thing is to check if the brake of the car are working. If you could stop something, because you have something that is very disturbing in connection. What is it? You have these sentences that begins with capital I. You talk about yourself a lot. Don't. Because here we are very, extremely sensitive not to disturb the beloved or older people walking in the path. Remember that we have two way of thinking. One is the automatic one, animal. This one wants to go and attend to three principles. But there is another way. Just the opposite. That's what we are talking about. We are talking about cutting something and replacing it. The spirit, the breath, that worthy part of us is here to couple with intelligence. There are different subjects. They don't mix. There are things that you could see with this eye, and there are things that are invisible to this eye. They are visible to the third eye. There are things in love which are out of the domain of logic. Means they are illogic. Yes, love is illogic. This is the trick. This is that very little stuff in us which will put an enormous gap between us and the animal. That's how everything happened. Imagination. The image. The image we build from ourselves and what we should. Best image is based on the best part of us, and in us there is one beautiful part, which is sensitive to beauty. We are being attracted to beauty. That's how we start. Do not forget that. Our reasoning is, we are attracted to beauty because beauty is pulling us. And beauty pulls beauty. That's how we feel. This is the basic. I accept this one because it's different. Somehow it will give me the other side of the coin. Remember that everything exists as a coin? So there is this coin. One side is picture of me as an animal. They could prove it in lab. This is meat, bone, nerves, and all that. It's just like the monkey. But there is some part of me which is invisible. Let's say you have the best ever techniques to dig in and connect even with my quartz. Right? Could you dig something about me being a heartless person? No. That's the invisible part. That one, the kind fellow, kindness. Maybe we explain everything, it's simpler to go to the limit, right? Exaggerate. A lover. What could you dig in here which is relative to love? Nothing is outside, because we have that part of us. We are two. One is me as body, one is me as breath. Call it personality. Doesn't matter. The part of me which is irrelevant to me, it's relevant to we, that part. We not forget this movement from I to we. Right? Is that okay? For that moving movement, first I should learn that there are things that I should quit to move over there. What should I quit? Everything. Whatever I know. Because knowledge is not with you here. Here, we are looking for exception, and we follow the exceptional people, not the rule. Because they say there is one rule. You are you, even when one cell of your body is talking you. This is a complete transformation. It's not a gradual one. You're talking about something that you love very much and you don't want to give up, because all your performances are up from this. We are talking about putting aside the intelligence, the wittiness, all of that. So let's begin. To convince you, I have to practically show you the people who are damaged in this way. The people that we say they were killed in this path. So, remember, I'm not showing you the way, your way, your way, your way.